7:54 on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. We got the cause and the effect of those huge delays you're stuck in on JTB trying to get to 95 and on 95 as well. First, we want to check in every day at this time with our Stephanie Brown, who's been walking you through each day's big takeaways on the El Faro investigation as the Coast Guard Marine Board of Investigation is in Jacksonville last week and all of this week as well, digging deep into a lot of what was happening in the weeks, days, and then moments before the ship sank. And El Faro's shoreside contact underestimated the gravity of the ship's situation, today's headline. And Stephanie, to a certain extent, from an outsider looking in, it's somewhat stunning, although it is a complex sort of thing.
It is. If you look at, you know, really the company structure to understand the impact and the significance, this person who's the designated person ashore, he is the emergency contact for all intents and purposes. He's the person who the ship contacts if there is any potential problem at sea. So if you flash back to about a year ago during this first hearing session, we heard some of the conversation between the El Faro's captain, Michael Davidson, and this designated person ashore, Captain John Lawrence, describing the marine emergency. But we only had Lawrence's side of the conversation at that time. Just yesterday, he was recalled in order to now add his conversation into what the voyage data recorder is showing us. And ultimately, despite the fact that Captain Davidson reported a marine emergency, said that they had lost propulsion and were listing, Lawrence said that he really didn't understand the seriousness at the beginning, and even when he hung up the phone call, he thought that he would be talking to Davidson again.
Mm. That had to have been just so deflating for the family members. As we look ahead to today, is there any? Do we follow through on that testimony, or is there a completely new direction we turn to today?
Well, Lawrence actually is continuing his testimony into today. There was not enough time to kind of put a cap on it yesterday. And one thing that we haven't seen yet is him getting questioned by the attorney for the estate of the captain as well as Tote. So we are expecting to kind of round out the perspective and see if there's any context that they can provide about the impact of his classification and kind of lack of realization. But then after that, we're going to hear from some more former crew members of El Faro as, again, investigators work through the new information from the voyage data recorder and rely on people who had experience on the ship and in the company to give some insight into what exactly the crew is facing.
Stephanie, thanks. We'll listen for your updates throughout the morning. Jacksonville's News at noon, Evening News at 6, and a full day's recap on Facebook Live.